Let's take a moment to remember Edward Shevardnadze. He was the foreign minister for the Soviet Union in the 1980s. That means he was one of the faces of the Soviet Union during its final period of reform under Mikhail Gorbachev. When that union broke apart, Shevardnadze became the president of his home republic, Georgia, and he has died at the age of 86. We're going to talk about Shevardnadze with Pavel Poloshenko. He was an interpreter for both Gorbachev and Shevardnadze. He's on the line. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
How long did you work with Shevardnadze?
From mid-1985 until his resignation at the end of 1990, so 5 years.
Really a dramatic period when the Soviet Union was attempting to change. In the end, it fell apart. But this was a period, was it not, of intense negotiations, including nuclear negotiations with the United States.
Yes, indeed. And Shevardnadze played a very important part in those negotiations. In fact, today, in his condolences on the death of Shevardnadze, Gorbachev mentioned in particular Shevardnadze's contribution to the negotiations on arms control and nuclear arms reduction.
Well, as someone who interpreted the words of the man, you must have had a quite intimate sense of the way that he spoke, or even on some level, the way that he thought. What was that like?
Well, I think what really stood out was his personal commitment to the policy of perestroika and what was called the new thinking, that is to say, efforts to end the international isolation of the Soviet Union, to normalize relations with both the United States and China, and to start the process of nuclear arms reduction.
Do you know where that commitment came from?
Well, frankly, I think it came from a deep understanding of the problems and the challenges that the country was facing, of the kind of dead end in the previous both domestic and international policies.
Do you feel that with his work as foreign minister under the Soviet Union and later as president of Georgia, that Shevardnadze in some way helped to change the world?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as I said, we started with Gorbachev and Shevardnadze in almost total isolation, and when relations with the United States were perhaps at their lowest point in decades, when we had involvement in all kinds of conflicts from Nicaragua to Cambodia. And we were able to end that isolation, to end our involvement in conflicts, to stop the process that has by now resulted in the elimination and destruction of literally tens of thousands of nuclear warheads. So that was all a great achievement, and Shevardnadze had A great part in all of those.
It must be very difficult to reconstruct the intricacies of nuclear negotiations in a moment, but I wonder if you can remember any particular moment in which Shevardnadze, through his words or deeds, managed to keep the process moving, kept things from falling apart, as I suppose they could have.
I remember a very quick trip that Shevardnadze had to make in to Washington in late October 1987. There were just, I think, four or five of us on the plane, Shevardnadze, his deputies, Besmetnik and Karpov, a couple of assistants, and myself. That was it. And we came to Washington, and he spent quite a lot of time with both Schultz and Reagan, and we came back with the conviction that the treaty would be signed. And it was signed a month later.
Pavel Poloshenko, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.